Today we're going to look at a passage we've looked at several times before, but I found something interesting here the other day, and I thought we should look at it one more time. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I've noticed over the years that some Christians tend to treat their earthly bodies as disposable. And the reasoning goes that when Christ returns, we're going to get incorruptible bodies that are no longer subject to the consequences of living in a sinful world. Essentially, some people believe that they can run the old car down because one day they're going to get a new one. But if you read this passage in Romans very carefully, you'll notice this very important concept buried not too deep beneath the text. Paul calls our bodies a sacrifice. And if you read through the Bible and study it out, you'll discover that a sacrifice always has to be the very best you have. Of course, the primary reason for that was because the Old Testament sacrifices all pointed to Christ, the spotless Lamb of God. He was the very best that God had to give the human race. And all the lambs offered at the tabernacle had to be perfect because they represented the sinless Son of God. But at the same time, one of the ideas behind the whole concept of sacrifice is to demonstrate the value you place on the person you make the sacrifice for. Twice a year, my wife takes our kids into their rooms to choose some of their possessions to give away to a child who has less than they do. And of course, the natural tendency is to pick out something worthless, an old toy, a worn-out book, or clothing they don't really want. And like any good parent, my wife points out that those kinds of gifts aren't really a sacrifice at all. Giving less than your best sends a message to the recipient of the gift. They're not as worth as much as you. That's why, when you sacrifice, you give your best. Which makes healthy living, taking care of your body to the best of your ability, very important. If you load your system down with lousy food, poor habits, and reckless living, you end up giving God something less than your best. It's not really a sacrifice, because you took care of your own wants and desires first and consumed your best energies on yourself before you gave God the leftovers. Later in life, when you're blessed with a little more free time to do something great for the kingdom of God, or to work for the good of other people, you find yourself hampered by the results of your lousy habits. If you're going to present your body to God as a sacrifice, it sends the onlooking universe a very clear message if you don't care about what you have to offer. Of course, everybody has health challenges from time to time, and living in a sinful world means that eventually your system does shut down and you die. But still, there are things you can do to better the odds and make yourself more available for God to use for the good of the whole world. And that makes living healthy now just a better way to live.